Blog Talk Radio. Coming in the month of April, so stay tuned. But for today's topic is can we regain trust back after it's been lost? But before we get started on the topic, let's introduce our host today. I'm T-Bone. I'm Nick.
Of course.
Sorry. We have Mailman on here, and we have our life coach today, Carolyn, on the line. Thank you for tuning in, Carolyn.
No problem. It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be
yeah,
on.
Carolyn really secretly loved me. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey,
Carolyn.
Every week you got a different woman. Carolyn.
Oh, no. Don't even try me. I got it. I'm solid right now. I'm solid.
Whatever gets me free hair. Hey, Mel.
What you mean free hair? Ain't no free ride. I'm solid. I got a good relationship going right now. I like it.
Okay, that's good. We glad to hear that.
Shout out to Carolyn because Carolyn put me on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She put me in the right direction.
That's what's up. As I said, our topic today is, can trust be regained after it's been lost? Now, we also have an article that Nikki's going to refer to time and time again. Nikki, tell us who's the article by.
Okay, well, the article is by Linda Bloom and Charlie Bloom, which is a couple that was going through some issues. And I got this from HuffPost, and it's 7 Steps to Healing Broken Trust.
Okay.
So we'll be going through that throughout the show. We have some great guests tonight. We have a few guests tonight on the show. We're going to talk to them as we go along. But, okay, the reason why we decided to pick this topic today is because I need some healing. I need some healing. So I'm going to go ahead and tell my story and tell you why we decided to do this topic today. And Nikki told me I need to go ahead and talk about it.
Go ahead and let it go.
And let go and let God. So years ago, I had a roommate, and I was also dating someone. I was also engaged to this person. So my roommate and my fiance end up sleeping, having sex with each other in the apartment that me and her shared together. Me and him were supposed to get married. We were supposed to move in together. Me and this roommate, we were not just roommates, we were friends. We worked together, we would go on trips together, we hang out together. We were friends even before we were roommates. So the situation, I lost trust from two people. Now, the reason why this is years ago, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this topic because every so often, me and this roommate, we're not friends anymore. We don't hang out like we used to. We're not. But a couple months ago, she reached out to me and invited me out. And I didn't reply back to her text or anything like that because I'm like, it's been years. It's been good 5-10 years. But I just don't feel like we can be that like that anymore. It just went too far for me to ever regain that trust back either from him or her. Now, after he did what he did and I found out, and I actually found out at work because, like I said, me and her worked together. He didn't work with us. He thought we was going to still get married, but I showed him that that wasn't going to happen either. But for her to reach out to me a couple months ago, I was like, you know, damn, why is she even inviting me out? Why is she even texting me? You know, so
right.
I was like, you know what, Terrianne, you just need to get over it. Let go of the guy. You don't have to deal with her. But if she texts you, she just texts you. But I was like, I'm not going nowhere with you.
Right.
So
what
she.
About, go ahead, Mia.
So she texts you and asks you, did you want to hang out?
Well, she was throwing a party for her current boyfriend, and she texted me and asked me and invited me to the party. I've never met her current boyfriend. And then every time she having a get together, she'll text. I never attend any of her get together, but she always text me and invite me to a get together. She's having it, but in my mind, I'm like, why do you keep doing it?
My thing is, if she keeps inviting you to see her current boyfriend, she's trying to test them out to see if you're gonna get some type of retaliation. Seems like to me, if I were you, I'd get retaliation.
For what? She's not just inviting me to I'm not gonna abuse my body.
And that's why he's not a life coach.
Right.
Let me ask you this. How did the friendship end? How did you guys conclude? Like before, like years ago when this happened, was it something that was just discussed? Did you just suddenly move out? Like what happened?
Yeah, I moved out. I got my stuff and moved out, and we never spoke, and we didn't speak. I never confronted her about it. I confronted him about it, and at first he lied about it because, like I said, we worked together, and how I found out is somebody at work told me. I confronted him about it.
Hold on. So you didn't see none of this action take place?
They didn't deny it. And she admitted to me. She did admit it to me years after, and she came and apologized. She apologized to me, but you know when you know
after,
when somebody
after year,
you know
after
what,
years.
What happened. Yeah, she apologized to me years after the incident. Like I said, we worked together for years, so we still worked in the same building, even when all this happened. But
was she finding you?
Before it happened, you could. Huh?
Was she finer than you?
It could be.
You know what?
What that got to do with it?
I'm trying to put all of this into perspective.
So
it sounds like she's trying to salvage
the friendship.
Right.
Yeah.
She wanna have that friendship back because she know she messed up. And she wants that friendship back, but she
that
was just too horny.
That sounds better than saying right there instead of talking about she finer than me. You know he. But
well,
you know,
I said we're asking because you know because sometimes the dude can be caught up in the rapture of love, Anita Baker style.
You know what?
It could be. I don't know what it was, but I know that he still thought we was gonna get married after I found out. But I showed him that
But guess what though. Maybe y'all could have got married if you'd let that got passed, but you know that's kind of a real super detrimental to y'all relationship. So maybe that was strenuous at the time.
I'm gonna tell you my issue was maybe if it was a stranger it would have been okay, but she was somebody who I was close to. She was a roommate. She was a friend. It was too close to home, and
yeah,
I just could
see,
not
was,
have seen my
see,
dealing with them.
See, you need to whoop her ass.
For what? That's the issue with females.
Right.
There was no way I was gonna fight a woman over another man, because if he felt that, if he was that important, he wouldn't have did what he did.
He was caught up.
She hit me. No, I don't care how caught up I was. I knew that I was better than that.
So what's the question? Because all of this happened years ago, and now she is calling you because she wants to invite you to a party. What's the question?
Every so often she'll text me, "Hey, I'm having a little get together. I would love for you to come out." But I know she specifically texted me because she put my name in the text.
Okay, so we have our first guest who's gonna kind of talk to us and give us their input on the topic. We have actress, songwriter Coco Lynn.
Hey, how y'all doing? Turn up.
That right.
All right, that's what it's about.
Okay, the first question I have to ask is, did you confront her?
Coco, I never confronted her about it. Yes, I did. I called her on the phone and asked her, and she was the way how she ever said no, and she never said yes when I called her on the phone and asked her about it. But she had like a little attitude thing that made me know it was true. Plus, one of our mutual friends who were actually friends with her and friends with me, but they were closer to her, was the one to tell me. It's a female that we had, was the one who actually told me what happened. And then once I broke up with him and stopped dealing with him, he gave me the storyline of what happened. He broke it down to me exactly what happened, how they did it. Because he, at that point, he knew I was done. I didn't ask him for an explanation. He gave it. He might have felt like he deserved. Because I'm that type of person, when a lot of females say, "I need closure," I don't really need no closure. Once I'm done, I'm done. You know, if I'm okay with you right
there, I don't
need all that.
It sounds like to me that she needs closure. She needs closure. If she's texting you and she's calling you, she's still feeling guilty about it. And she wants that friendship that she had. And it's hard to find good people to be in friendship with. And when you lose something like that and you start hanging out with different people and you see that they kind of shady and they don't, you know, you don't have that same friendship that you had with another person that was real tight and true, then you start thinking about, like, man, I messed up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like now she's feeling guilty about what she done. So it's like she's trying to kind of ease her way on back in.
I agree.
You know,
I agree with that because when we first had really just started back talking, like just saying hi when we see each other work, she came up to me one day and she was like, "Terrianne, I really miss you. I really miss what we had." She never said what she did, but that's when she apologized to me and she started crying. She never said I did. She said, "I'm sorry for what I did. And blah, blah, I really miss you. I really miss the friendship we had." Because we used to go out of town together. We went to Myrtle Beach, Tampa. We used to just get up and just drive on the weekend because we worked together. We would just get up and drive out of town. We would get up and fly to Orlando. She was from Tampa. I was from Fort Lauderdale. I'm from Fort Lauderdale. We'll just get up and drive to our hometown, anything that's going on. So we had a friendship more than just a roommate. We were friends.
She ain't missing you when she was home.
She's trying to salvage it.
Right.
Yeah.
She ain't missing you while she was holding that dick, though.
You know what? Carolyn, I have a question for you. Okay. By you hearing situations like this, you know, by your profession, what do you think like Terrianne should do? You know, honestly, just your professional opinion.
Honestly, it just really depends on whether or not you feel as though it's worth salvaging. A lot of times, when it comes to women and other women, when we have those friendships, oftentimes with us, once we're burned by another female, we don't feel as though we don't deem it necessary to salvage it. Whereas when it comes to a guy, will be quicker to salvage that relationship with him versus salvaging it with her. So it just really depends. But I'm going to be honest, just listening to you talk, Carrie-Anne, it's one thing to explain what you guys had, and it's another thing to explain what you guys had with passion behind it. And I can understand, you know, it kind of upset you, just the fact that, you know, she did what she did. Naturally so, it would upset anybody. But I think that it is salvageable. It's just up to you. Anything, any friendship, honestly, any friendship, this is the way that I feel about the topic itself. Any friendship or relationship is salvageable if it's workable.
Right.
And oftentimes it is workable. It's a decision that we make to trust again. And it takes two things. It takes one individual to be intentional in their efforts to trust again. But the main part of that is the other person. That second piece is the most important piece, and it takes that person to have the ability to prove that they're trustworthy again, whatever trustworthy may be for you, the person that needs to trust, whether or not it's acknowledging what you did, whether or not it's for that person to be vulnerable, whether or not it's for that person to be reliable, you know, just anything. So just like it takes two to be together, it takes two to build that trust again. The trustworthiness is the why to the then. You know what I'm saying? If I do this, then you would do this. So anything is salvageable. Is just whether it is just all about it, and whether or not you feel like it's worth it. And I would say people grow. You know what I'm saying? People grow and people change. Who's to say she's still the same person? We all make mistakes. And see, me, some people call it a problem, but me, I can forgive people. It'll take me some time, but I can forgive people. And some people, more often than not, I'll let back in. But my thing is, people change. There's no such thing as nobody can't change. People can change. She may not be that same person. And just like the young lady said, Coco, she might just need closure. She wants to salvage it, or she might need closure. And if she needs closure, maybe she'll feel a lot better about the fact that you don't want to accept her as a friend. But who's to say what will happen once you guys come together, she says her piece, because I'm quite sure she's not going to see you and not mention, never, ever mention it at all. And you would just have to see how you feel from that point going forward.
Mm-hmm. But see, this is Coco Lynn talking right now. I totally agree with you, Coach. The thing about it is we can forgive, but we cannot forget. And the person is in that situation, they have to be willing to forget what happened before they let that person back in, because those thoughts, every time they see that person, is going to run through their head like, you know, I can't believe you. Them thoughts is going to run through your head like, she was really sleeping with my man, or whatever the situation may be, or what happened, and even with the situation that happened with you, those thoughts going to continually run through your head. So you got to be willing to, you know, forget those thoughts too, and kind of put those aside if you're willing to let that person back in also, because if not, then it won't be genuine. You know, it's just going to be like, okay, well, you know, you're still going to have those thoughts running across your head like, she slept with my man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to build the relationship back up. I'm trying to trust her, but at the end of the day, she slept with my man. Those thoughts are going to continue to run through that person's head and your head if you let that person back in and you're not willing to forget what happened.
Well, that's impossible. Forgetting is easier said than done.
Yeah, no. Actually, it's not possible because anything with emotion attached to it is unforgettable. Information with emotion is unforgettable. Anything with emotions, anything that has emotions attached to it is unforgettable. That is why you have to change your perspective about things. Like right now, I'm practicing something called mindfulness, and a lot of you all might know what that is because it's very prevalent. It's like the thing now, mindfulness. When you're practicing mindfulness and you are changing your perspective about certain things, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to forget about a thing. That means that you just have to look at it differently. And once you start to look at something differently, once you change your perspective about certain things, you're able to receive a different message from it. You're able to just handle things different. You're able to look at things different. You're able to accept things differently. So as far as forgetting that, especially that, totally impossible. Totally impossible. For me at least, I can only speak for me.
Yeah,
I'm with Carolyn.
You're not gonna be able to forget it, but it's just like, you know, putting it in the back of your head instead of
mm-hmm.
every time you look at that person, you know, reminiscing about what they did.
And you want to punch them in the head,
right?
But why would you reminisce about it? Why would you reminisce about it if it's over with and done with? Why would you?
Because it was never over with and done with. Because they didn't never settle it. They didn't talk about it. She's not even admitting to that she did it. But she just said she did.
She said she admitted to doing it.
She admitted to it. But you got Sharon on the other end.
Where she says she keeps inviting her over. So if it's playing in Sharon's head every time she see her, like, my man had you booted up.
I can't get over it.
Because that's my whole thing. If I keep throwing it in your face,
or it keeps going in my repeating in my head, I'm not over it.
Right.
And we had mutual friends. One of mutual friends was like, "Well, Terri-Ann, it seemed like you're not over." I said, "No, she made a choice. She made a choice to do what she did, and I made a choice to go ahead and let her go as a friend." So, you know, they kept bringing it up, and I had to leave some of, because most of them was friends that she had, so I had to leave some of her friends alone, and I stopped being mutual friends with them. And I was like, if y'all feel like you need to choose a side, go ahead and choose her, because I don't want to hear it no more. I don't want y'all to bring it up in my face no more. Choose her. That way we won't have to deal with it. Because like I said, even though Mel said that, I'm one of them people, like, even with ex-boyfriends, I don't go back to y'all and I need to have a conversation with you to find out what you did wrong. You did it, what you did. We done. I'm done. Let's move on.
And you out.
I don't need that closure. I'm out. I'm not going to say I've never went back.
But that could have been, that could have been like your soulmate or something.
I don't think it's what could have been or if in life. I believe God gave you what you're supposed to have.
People fuck up, man. If that was the case.
We've heard from a female tonight. We do have another guest. And Coco Lynn, I know you have a lot going on. I know you're on the set of Tyler Perry, and I thank you so much for taking the time out to call in.
And let Tyler Perry know that I have some stuff I need to present to him.
And good luck. Tell him I'm a writer.
Good luck on the movie, and we thank you so much, Coco Lynn.
Thank you. So we have T-Love on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
T-Love's breathing in the phone like a pedophile.
Hey man, this pollen got my sinuses going crazy. How y'all doing today though?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, it's
what's going
up
on, man?
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Oh man, it's
in.
An absolute pleasure.
You, your story is, and what you got on the topic?
Yeah, what you got on the topic?
Oh man, on Trust Tuesday. That's what we're gonna call it. It's not Turn Up Tuesday. It's Trust Tuesday. You know, I'm listening to the example that was given, and you know, it's, you know, women and men. I can truly say that we do trust differently. I can say that when it happened to me, you know, if the roles were reversed, and my best boy, roommate, friend, ended up sleeping with my fiance. Let's just say it probably won't be just a walk away situation. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's trust and honesty, integrity. You know, they say you only good is your reputation, and I can say that's hard to come back from. That's hard to come back from, and that's hard to go back to. Being a man.
Well, let me ask you a question. What about if, would you forgive your fiance? Would that be something you would reconsider
getting married?
Getting married?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't sit here and go over the mulberry bush. I'm just flat out say no. I couldn't do it, you know, regardless of
I disagree.
Well, man, let me sleep with your fiance, man. We, you know.
Well, I mean, see what I'm trying to say. See what I'm trying to say. See what I'm trying to say. If I had a fiance and she slept with you, and I truly genuinely, look, people make mistakes.
Hmm.
And things happen. Maybe, and you're a DJ, so you know you could have been like playing her favorite songs and stuff. My thing is, you know, the infatuation factor can only go so far, especially if you always putting it in somebody's face. You know what I'm saying? Like if you got a homegirl, she's gonna always be talking about it. Like your best friend with T-Bone, she probably been telling her friend. Girl, he be paining me. He be doing this to me and doing that to me. Her friends sitting there like, girl, you so stupid. And then, you know, shit, we don't mind. She like, boy, as soon as I get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's probably how that happened. So I wouldn't put my homeboys wouldn't put me in that position to even fathom the thought of them sleeping with my fiance. But with her, on the other hand, she can mess up. Because I can mess up. I'm only human.
Well, I am so shocked.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I'm only human, man. Jeffrey Osborne tonight.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, that there's no boundaries on forgiveness. Not in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? And
well, there's no boundaries on forgiveness, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go back to it. You know?
Exactly. But eventually you probably would want to.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're in love with this woman. If you care about this woman enough, nobody ain't finna cold turkey their feelings. Feelings are something that come over time. So if you can cut your feelings off with somebody that you just been with for 5 or 6 years and you just cut your feelings off just because she cheated, that further lets you know that you really went down for the long haul. She messed up. You might have messed up.
You know what
this
sound like? It sound like, y'all remember, you know, the best man, that whole sequence with Mia and Lance. You know, that's what this sounds like tonight.
Right.
But I mean, you know, like I say, men and women trust differently. Now, male, since you're saying that, you probably want one out of a million men that would probably go back to their fiance after that situation. T-Bone decided to go and couldn't, you know.
Nah, she said she's gonna leave. She's could do something with leaving. She's really like,
yeah.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm there because I'm going to tell
you
that.
He's showing out for Karen. But, you know,
I'm there because
I absolutely did not expect that from you. I thought you was going to be like, I can't be with her. Every time I get a chance, I'm going to throw it in her face. I'm going to make her do this. I'm going to make her do that.
Why do that?
I know that's a lot of times when a female, when they go back to their dude after they know their dude's been cheated on them, they go ahead and throw it in their face as much as they can. They try to do a little stuff to spite them, go out. Girl, yeah, I'm going to blow his money. I'm going to do this. I know this because I know somebody who did it for years. Her husband cheated on her. She wrote it out till she couldn't ride it out no more.
What if you were in that position and not your fiance? What if you cheated with her best friend and you wanted forgiveness? How would you feel about the situation?
Well, quite naturally, you know, we as men won't. You know, we can mess
wanting
up.
To forgive.
You're gonna be on your keep sweat.
Women just are expected to forgive, but if I was to to be the victor in that situation and not the victim. You know.
But so you won.
Quite naturally, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, oh, man, I done messed up. Especially if the girl's a rat, you know what I'm saying? And she, you know, it was just something that just happened one night. Now, affair is one thing, you know, but you, if you got caught cheating at one time, but if they actually had an affair, like they went on dates, you know, that's another ball game.
An affair is like real heavy. Like it's more.
They don't call feelings. Like affair is
yeah.
Don't
it's
call
an
feelings.
Affair. It's no longer adultery.
Emotional attachment. It's
no longer adultery.
It's an affair.
So
I mean, you know. Now let me throw this out. Turn up Tuesday. Let me throw this out. Turn up Tuesday.
Adultery. Before you got on here tonight, man.
I'm finna inform y'all right now. I've been talking to this young lady for more than maybe I would say 2 weeks, and we actually communicate more than I've ever communicated with any other woman in my life. As far as anything.
Oh, so that's why you're using all these big words.
Right. Okay,
I'm just saying.
He was locked up today, and he had no time to do nothing but read a dictionary.
I'm putting it into perspective because.
Well, speak, my brother, Miguel.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead. T-Bone, she the one got cheated on.
We appreciate you calling in. We have more people on the line, but let's let Mel go ahead and confess his love on the radio.
I don't know why he's going to ask for Carolyn tonight.
What you mean?
Well, we got one of the best bartenders in the Mac town on the phone. Let's holler at Jennifer.
Here go it. Lord, I thought it was Tally, but it's Jennifer.
It's Jennifer. Jennifer, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Thank you. Now tell us what you think. Do you have
hello, everybody. I see that Crown Raw kicking male tail. I just love him in the ball.
No, you didn't. Oh, no, you lying. You telling a lie.
I'm just saying,
You don't got on the show and you already lying.
You might as well start early. Start early. Stay consistent. You know how I do. But I stated earlier, trust is everything. It's absolutely everything. But if it was enough trust there to claim that somebody's your friend, you've entrusted them with parts of your life and things of that nature, I mean, of course you would want to continue to do that. So it's going to take work, but if there's a flaw to be shown in y'all's friendship, after that trust is initially broken, it's going to show. So you'll never be able to trust them to the extent that you did before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like one of those things, you have to forgive them for your own
sanity.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, why? You will drive yourself absolutely batty.
You have to read.
It'll never be that degree of trust that you had before, but you can still be friends.
Mm-hmm.
I practice a lot of mentally things that keep me grounded.
Friendship is a big word to call somebody.
You're absolutely right. You have acquaintances and you have friends.
I would
friends.
Say we can be associates, but if I see you in the streets, I speak to you. If I see her in the street right now, I will say hi to her. Will we ever be the friends we were before? I don't think so. But friendship is a title that you do not give everybody.
And like you said, things change.
She messed up, man. Your friend messed up.
She did. And the fact that she's attempting to come back and invite you to different things, of course she wants to be in your life. And you have the option to let her not. But if you don't forgive her and forgive her completely, you're still going to carry around that twinge of resentment that will it'll eventually just eat away at you. And
So if it eating away at you, let's say you with your dude or whatever, his sex was whack as I don't know what, and then your homegirl sleep with him, and then, you know, so do you and your homegirl still be cool?
If it way it says, I probably ain't gonna stay around Jim me. But
you probably like I ain't spending a minute with, but financially and mentally everything is there in the same sense.
I know, but if I was in T-Bone's position, like I say, eventually you have to forgive them. But you'll never be friends as you were before.
Mm-hmm.
You can still sit, just cut a few jokes here, there, and part ways. In the event we do it again, one day it is what it is.
So the term bros before hoes and hoes before bros, that does not.
Why don't nobody say that
contra
shit?
No,
but, I mean, don't nobody say that but you. That's so old school. No.
I ain't got no bros like that. All my homeboy are married.
I don't have many homegirls like that, but who I do have like that, they're friends.
And I mean, I wouldn't never want to sleep with any of their wives.
They must be
fed ahead. Nah, they kids.
Oh, that's joking.
My got kids. my new though, but she like a 77, like she cracking.
You're
cracking
so crazy.
Head. You're right. We're gonna have a show one week. We're gonna propose to her. That's exactly what we're gonna do. I'm gonna propose to her. And we gonna film that show, so we can put that on YouTube. I'm excited. I've never been so excited in a long time.
Well, it shows, honey.
Wow.
Congrats.
Wow.
Right. You saw it in my face today, didn't you?
I did.
Jennifer, we trust you. If you say you saw it happening, she must be the one. She must be the
hey,
one.
Hey, I'm rooting for you. Love is awesome. Love is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right. We thank you so much, Jennifer. I will talk to y'all next Tuesday.
All right, thank you. We have
business owner of Shea by Hand.
Shay, what's up, Shay?
She's on the show tonight.
Where's Shay at? Well, Shay don't lock the soap or something.
But Shay
has a lot of products that she make from scratch very healthy for you. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm waiting on a promo pack from Shay. Right. I need a promo pack from Shay earlier
due to the weather. I know she had some difficulties earlier due to the weather. But we do have another caller.
Who we got? You know, Shay natural. Shay all the way natural.
Song. You already know that. The one and only great debater of the channel.
Oh, here comes in, man. He either Joe Budden or he either Denzel Washington. He one of the other.
There you go. Now,
Flex.
Go ahead, Flex.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Flex?
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Let's hear another story because I think everybody is fixated on my story. Do you have a story about trust on here?
I got one.
It's a lot of people.
I got.
Uh-huh. Let's hear.
I got one that a young lady told. Well, young lady told me, and I come from a church background, so that's where a lot of my intelligence come from when it comes to anything in life. But this young lady told me a story one day about her getting married to this man. And within the year of the marriage, you know, he cheated. Now, she's torn up because, like, for years she didn't ask God for this husband. So now she's looking at God like, this nigga ain't shit. Fuck him, you know, screw the church, the whole nine. But anyway, she get back on her knees and she go back.
I heard. I mean,
So she get up on her knees and she go back to church and she seek counsel and they just say pray. She pray and ask God. He just say keep seeking Him and she keep praying and she keep praying. Mind you, they've been separated a year. Now, the thing was she had been given instruction that she wasn't ready for this husband, and he said, hey, you need a whole nother year. Now, mind you, he cheated within that year they were married. Now, if she had been obedient, first off, period, that's one thing we're not when it comes to relationships. If she had been obedient, you know what I'm saying, she might not have encountered that scenario of this man, you know, committing infidelity. You know, so, I mean, point I'm making is it's only one, forgiveness is forgiveness. Whether it's your fiance or ex-fiance or your ex-homegirl or ex-homeboy. If God had came down here and said, you know what, y'all ain't shit. You know, I'm going to have to start to the game. Hey.
You said God and shit in the same sentence.
Listen to me. Let me tell you something. We people of color, and guess what? God relates to us in the way He have to. Well, we relate to Him in the way we have to.
Right.
Trust me. Now, again, if God would have come down and act, what I'm saying is, if He would have act like we act, if He was to act like we acted, saying, "Hey, I forgive you, but with stipulations. Either you forgive Him or you don't." Number one, we either lack of spirituality or intelligence. I've seen many different other races. Jim has slept with Susan, and you know what? Guess what? They made the better couple. You guys look great together. All right. You know.
Oh, so does the Bible benefit them for that? For being one sex couple, as far as
I mean,
male, female, and female, is that okay?
You said same sex.
It's the same sex. It's a male. It's a female and a female. So that you made it the better relationship.
No, I'm speaking.
And that's okay.
No, I'm not saying that's. I mean, that's a whole other topic. But I'm not
okay.
Going to even say that's okay. I'm just going to leave that there. But what I'm speaking on is, you know,
yeah.
Just. I mean,
that's the judge, not
period. Like, right, period. Forgiveness. I mean, sin is sin, period. Whether you know, whatever you did. And forgiveness is forgiveness. You know, in these different scenarios that we go through, a lot of times they're tests of God, period. And like I said, sometimes they're just a test of your intelligence. We have to be smart enough to move, because guess what? If you say you forgive and you still holding on to it, you never did forgive. You never
right.
did.
But that's our point.
Right.
That is one of our biggest points. Why would I, if in my situation, why would I be back friends with you if I really have not forgiven you? This is what I told a friend of ours. We had a mutual friend that, one of the mutual friends that we still have friends with, but she's
so why you didn't tell her, though? Why you didn't tell her? Why you didn't confront her?
Because her
and
friends
let her
keep
know.
Coming to me. Because her friends keep
coming
to me.
Not worried about her friends. Why
are
you worried about her friends? That's the problem with women these days. Women always going with hearsay.
Are you going to listen to what I'm saying, or what are you going to talk?
Nah, I'm going to talk because you seem to listen to what a mutual friend telling you. You need to go to her and ask her what the problem was and what's going on.
I'm explaining to you what her friend said. Her friend said, Terri-Ann, she really want to be back your friend. She wanted to go ahead and you know, we could get. I told her friend, I said, if I get back friends with her, the only thing I'm going to do is try to do something to spite her. And for my sake of myself and my sanity, it's best for me not to be friends with her because I don't want to do something to spite her or do something to get back at her. So I'm just going to leave that friendship in the past where it needs to be. That's what
I told her. You should inform her the same thing you just said. Oh, you
I don't
tell,
need to
I don't
inform
want to
her.
Be
I informed the person. I informed the person
you,
she sent to me to. I informed
the person.
The person she sent to you
could be an obstacle. She ain't. She,
okay.
How you know what she's saying? That's like 13-year-olds. That's what 13-year-olds do.
here's the thing with the other guy.
But that's
as far as that is concerned, what I hear you saying, and I'm just gonna kind of go on with what Carrie Ann just said, and then piggyback off of you. What I hear,
right,
based on what Carrie Ann just said, is she would rather not salvage the friendship because she knows that she's not going to be committed to doing so, given that.
Correct.
I'm going to throw this word in it. Given that she's still holding a grudge. If you're still holding a grudge,
right,
then you have not forgiven. Whether you be her friend or not, you still have not forgiven her. And what the message from that is, you still need to forgive. Whether you be her friend or not, you still need to forgive, because forgiveness is not for her. Forgiveness
it's
is
for you.
And I don't know whether or not you ever heard somebody say, not forgiving somebody is like you swallowing poison and waiting for it to kill somebody else.
Okay, well, you got this saying, right? Where people be like, if you was on fire, I wouldn't pee on you to put the fire out.
I would piss on her and let her out if she was on fire, because I ain't that damn brutal. But that ain't got nothing to do with it. The only thing is that I don't want to salvage, in my opinion, I don't want to salvage the friendship to the point where we were back hanging out or we back, you know, doing certain things that we used to do.
Well, nip it in the bud, and
it's
stop relaying messages between a mutual friend.
Right.
That mutual friend is the one that's really, really in between everything. She's probably uncomfortable with everything because she's dealing with both of y'all.
She only made that statement one time. It's not like she's continued to come to me with stuff she's saying. She sent her to me, and I sent her back with the information, and she's never come back to me again.
So y'all relaying messages like kids.
I mean, sometimes you need that.
Well,
sometimes you need a third party. I'm assuming she was scared to come to me because she didn't know what my reaction was going to be. So she sent somebody to see where my head was at. And at that point, she probably was right about sending. Number one, we worked together, so we were at work. So you don't want to cause a confusion at work. So she wanted to see. She sent the person that she knew that I wouldn't have gone off on, or who I wouldn't have done that to. But she wanted to see if it was salvage.
So she moved out immediately. After this happened, did she move out immediately?
Did you move out ASAP that night, or when you found out, did you leave?
Or you lingered around and y'all just was in each other's face every other day and with the animosity building
up?
How about we fast forward to now,
and you receive this message stating that she's having a party for so on and so forth. Now, are you going to respond to that by saying I'm not coming, or are you just not going to respond at all and don't say I'm not coming?
I didn't
or send it back to your friend.
I didn't respond at all.
Okay.
I do have an article, and she texted me after the party, and she said, well, I assume, you know, you didn't even respond back to my text message. And I didn't respond back to that either. I was like, well, I did respond back to that. She said something to the, I was like, well, yeah, I wasn't gonna come. She was like, well, you could at least text me back and said you wasn't coming. Well, to me, if I don't text you back, I thought that they're not coming.
Well, I do have an article from HuffPost, 7 Steps to Healing Broken Trust. And it's kind of what the first one is, really what Carolyn said: acknowledge your actions. The second is just get honest. Commit tolerance for dishonesty in your relationship. Address the questions
zero
that
tolerance.
Your partner asks you. Zero.
Address zero.
Don't be defensive in response to your partner's need for information. Listen to your feelings. Don't analyze or evaluate or judge.
Be patient. Reassure your partner that they can take as much time as they need to rebuild trust. This article kind of, to me, seems like this is someone that's willing to work it out. Take responsibility for
this
your
This is exactly
action.
What I just told y'all. I just told y'all the same thing you just read.
I do this every show. Is stay focused on your intention. But I'm with Carolyn. I want to forgive. That way, I don't want to salvage the relationship. That's sure enough. But I want to forgive. That way, I can move on from this. But I never think about her until she texts me or something like that. Because, like, you know, we don't work together anymore. So I don't have the need to see her anymore. Until she texts me, there's no need to talk about it. But I want to let it go and let God and move on from it. Right.
Well, you need to stop talking to your other friend, too.
This is my suggestion.
I haven't spoke to that girl in years, that other friend in
years. Stop responding to mail because he talking crazy.
We don't want to have no fair argument on him.
You right. Listen, If she were to text you, to just respond back. I mean, whatever your response is going to be, if it's I'm not coming, thank you for inviting me, but I'm not coming, I'm not there yet, you know, our friendship is not salvageable, or, you know, I'm not in a place right now whereby I'm ready to be around you, just something to just throw it out there, see what response you get, and I'm not saying that to turn it into something big as far as, you know, a complication or something like that where you guys are opening up another can of worms, no, but just to give her a response, of course, in a diplomatic manner, to let her know that you're not coming. That's the first step towards your actual forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? That's because that shows that you're not being grudgy. When you're not responding, you're still holding the grudge just by not responding.
Right. I just said this.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, here we go.
Y'all don't give me
I'm giving it to you, all of it.
It's crazy that I be on the show with women all day long. I'm the only guy. Every now and then it be a guy come through and he have his little say so, but he kind of fall to the wayside. Then I be still right here with three women or two or three women, and y'all, I would be against him when I'm trying to teach y'all and show y'all how to be prosperous with these relationships.
You're right.
But Carolyn, I think that's right, and I will do that the next time she texts me. She don't text me often about stuff, but the next time she texts me, I will respond back to her text, because I do feel like it needs to be for myself to let it go. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to ever hold that conversation with her because I don't feel it's a conversation that needs to be held, but I do want to forgive her and move on from it.
That's good, T-Bone. That's really good. I really appreciate the fact that you willing to be adult about it and talk to her in a manner where you're comfortable with saying, you know, putting a little closure to it, because basically, like what Carolyn said, she wants closure.
Yes, because if Phaser could talk to Kenya, you could talk to her.
That's right. But Kenya didn't see with a man. But she offered him fellatio. He admitted that he was lying.
I'm sorry.
I don't know nobody about offering me no fellatio. Who offered him fellatio?
You know, wait a minute, what now? And
I heard somebody say something about fellatio.
With the ex-fiance, I agree with you when you said that we'll forgive a man before we forgive a woman. Because me and him never dealt back again after that. But he kept calling me, kept coming around, kept trying to get, and we eventually at least had developed
some kind, I wouldn't say a friendship. We had eventually started talking and laughing back, but we never started back dealing with each other because I just
y'all had fixed after the fact.
But why was it so easy for you to be cool with him again and not her?
Well, number one, I felt like he was calling me. She wasn't. She was being nasty at work, talking about me, dogging me. But when she realized, you know, after a while, she realized some of the stuff she was doing was wrong. But he was actually contacting me, calling me, coming to my house, and just doing certain things. But I definitely dealt with him after that.
You know what? I know what she was saying when she said she would talk about her. You remember that song by Salt and Pepper? You remember that? I'll take your man.
You're right.
I think that what happened.
I'll take your man.
She was all that word like,
yeah, look up. I was all up on that
thing. Look at that. I took her man, too. She said, oh, yeah, look at dog. Look at dumb hell. I'm sleeping with her nigga.
You were eating lunch by yourself. Look. People over there eating by herself while all the other girls were sitting at the table over there talking about her. That messed up, man. Figure out how much you charge.
And that's what we're waiting on. Yeah, go ahead and wrap it up, Karen.
Well, the topic was on, and let's just revert back to what that was. The topic was on whether or not it's possible to trust again. And, of course, just like I said before, it requires the efforts. It requires intentional efforts from the person who is willing to trust. It requires them to be intentional in their efforts. And then on the other hand, it also requires the other individual to prove that they're able to be trustworthy. Of course, the main ingredient to the foundation of a relationship is trustworthiness. When you're looking at the pyramid of the pyramid plan of a lasting relationship, that's going to vary from one person to another, obviously. But one thing that we all know is for certain and that we've come to terms with tonight is that main thing, that main foundation, and that main ingredient is basically trust. So when you look at the foundation of a thing, let's say you look at the foundation of a house, you're looking at concrete. The concrete has three different ingredients, and that main ingredient of concrete is water. without water, the foundation won't be sturdy enough for that house to stand on. So when you're looking at the foundation of a relationship and that the foundation of the relationship is trust, basically the main ingredient of the trust is the trustworthiness. So that goes back to what I said initially. Although one person would be intentionally willing to put forth the effort to trust again, that main ingredient of trust is the trustworthiness of that person being able and willing to show that they're able to do those trustworthy things again. And that goes back to what you were saying as far as the seven things in the article, Nikki. It all goes together with the trustworthiness. So it's just not about whether or not you could trust again, Carrie Ann. It's about whether or not that individual is able to show and prove that she's trustworthy, and it's still up to you. It's still your choice to forgive and trust again.
You better say it. You better say it.
If you mess with me, I'll take your man. I'll take your man.
Everybody,
and we want to tune in next week to our next show. Thank you and have a nice day.
Peace out, y'all, man.
Have a nice show.